Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
In Ireland news this week, Isle of Wight Day will return on the weekend of the 10th to the 12th of September with a family fun day at Carisbrook Castle and Walk the Wight to be featured at the centre of the annual event. This year's event will be an opportunity for all Islanders to celebrate a return to some sort of normality after months of lockdown and disruption caused by the pandemic, whilst recognising and saying thank you to the thousands of Islanders who have volunteered their services to the community, as well as remembering those we have lost. The special weekend of remembrance, thanks and celebration is the idea of the island's Lord Lieutenant, Susie Sheldon, who will preside over a civic service of remembrance at Newport Minster on Friday the 10th of September, conducted by the Archdeacon, the Venerable Peter Leonard. The service will especially remember the 300 islanders that have been lost through COVID over the past 16 months. The following day, Saturday the 11th of September, will see the return of the annual Isle of Wight Day celebrations, when all island residents are encouraged to come together to celebrate our wonderful island, with this year's focus on thanking the thousands of volunteers who have supported us through the pandemic. Island communities are encouraged to stage their own local events across the island. Meanwhile, do you have a question about crime and safety in your local area? If so, make a date in your diary for the Community Safety Partnership Virtual Public Meeting. The virtual meeting is taking place via Microsoft Teams Live on Wednesday the 28th of July between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. CSP Chair Amanda Gregory said the CSP plays an important role in reducing crime across the island. We have a strong coordinated approach to talking crime and antisocial behaviour on the island. However, this would not be possible without the valuable support of our local communities. Public meetings are an important way of hearing from our communities about their concerns, and any comments will feed back into our key priorities. I would invite you to join our virtual meeting so we can hear directly from you. For further information, please visit www.iow.gov.uk/community safety or email community.safety@iow.gov.uk. Finally, the Vectis Historic Vehicle Club Limited met at Mountbatten Hospice Newport on a lovely sunny July morning with their cars before making a donation to the charity. After an introduction by Jeff Dean to reiterate the club's commitment to Mountbatten, a £400 cheque was presented by Hearst's Managing Director, Jevon Kennedy, to Mountbatten's CEO, Nigel Hartley. The £400 was made up of various private donations from VHVC Club members, a NatWest donation together with a £200 discount donation given by Hearst's of Newport on the Christmas vouchers purchased, with the understanding that a £200 discounted amount would be donated by the club to Mountbatten. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio. And here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 17th of July 1955 was when the first Disneyland theme park opened in California. The park began as an idea by Walt Disney when he saw his daughters on a merry-go-round and began to think of a location where adults and children could have fun together. The earliest documented draft of his plans referred to the location as Mickey Mouse Land. The idea, combined with requests to visit the Disney filming studios, which would not be fun or interesting for most people, resulted in the creation of Disneyland. Today, there are 12 Disney theme parks worldwide. The 20th of July 1969 was when the Apollo 11 lunar module touched down on the surface of the moon. This ended the space race between the USA and the USSR. Although the USSR had beaten the USA three times in the space race already, launching a satellite, an animal, and then a human into space, the USA prevailed by building the Apollo 11 rocket, which sent three astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, to the moon. The 21st of July 2007 was when Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows was released, the last book in the incredibly popular Harry Potter series. The book concludes the story of wizard Harry Potter and his friends Ron and Hermione as they attempt to defeat the dark wizard Voldemort. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows sold around 8.3 million copies in America on opening day, which was over 96 copies a second. The author of the series, J.K. Rowling, knew the end to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows when she started writing the first book in 1990. This meant that she kept the ending secret for 17 years. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Mara Wilson, who's a movie actress, born in 1987, who's 34. Emily Rickards, who's a TV actress, born in 1991, who's 30. And Lucas Adams, who's a TV actor, born in 1993, who's 28. And that's it for your famous birthdays. Have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In island news this week, housing junior doctors, nurses and paramedics on the island has become such a problem, health services have started to be affected, the Isle of Wight NHS Trust Board has heard. Key medical staff were said not to be taking jobs or filling short-term positions at the hospital due to the lack of accommodation. The situation had recently got worse as holiday accommodation, which was used during a pandemic lockdown, was now being used by staycationers. The Trust has appealed to those on the island who might be able to provide accommodation from rooms and small apartments to family homes, preferably furnished, to come forward. If you are able to offer accommodation to rent, please contact the Human Resources Department at St Mary's on 01983 822 099, extension 3720, or email iownt.accommodation@nhs.net. Meanwhile, up to 600 children will learn to cycle safely on island roads over this year, thanks to the Isle of Wight Council's new team of cycling instructors. The announcement is thanks to a £14,575 grant from the Department for Transport. The grant is part of a government aim to offer cycle training for children and their families across England. The five newly qualified instructors will teach children road safety skills under the National Bikeability Cycling Proficiency Scheme. Welcoming the news, Councillor Phil Jordan, Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, said, "This is great news for island youngsters. This training will give them the confidence they need to cycle to school. It will give children important road safety skills to carry through to adulthood and may encourage parents to swap a car for a bike and join them." Finally, controversial plans to build homes at Westridge Farm in Ryde have been recommended for conditional approval by Isle of Wight planners. Councillors are set to meet on Tuesday the 27th of July to discuss Captiva Homes proposals to construct 473 properties north of Bullen Road. If approved, the site, made up of a mix of homes, 166 affordable, a doctor's surgery and a cafe, would be erected next to the newly built West Acre Park development. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show.
Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.